WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Bitsky with Glide right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is Noah, and I'm here for the morning show with Christian.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're doing a special back-to-school morning show. Technically, morning show doesn't start until next week, but we're like, hey, we got to do it. So you'll see us this week, and then you'll see us next week as well. So we're starting off right, getting back into our roots, and want to get back into – we're going to start off easy. With some weather, we're trying to remember, like, wait, how do we do the morning show? We're going to start with some weather to help us out. And so the weather today, I went out this morning. It's pretty overcast, but it's really not that cold. It's about like 57 right now. Going to get up to like 69, 70 today, and really not going to get too cold even later on tonight because we're going to be having some rain tomorrow. It shouldn't rain too much today, but it's just going to be overcast. Pretty nice day for it would be sad if it was the first day of school and it was raining super hard. So I'm glad that that's not happening. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. Here's Christian with a positive affirmation for us today.
Okay, guys. So the positive affirmation for the day is for this semester. Mm-hmm. I say since it's the first day of the semester, all the hard work and the grind that I put in studying is really going to pay off this semester, and the info is really going to stick with me. So yeah. There's your affirmation for the day, folks.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Christian. And we'll be back in a minute here to say what are our favorite songs that are keeping us upbeat and excited as we go back to the first day of school. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few minutes here. Here's The Soft Moon with him.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show talking about first day of school and the songs that we are listening to get us like hyped up and ready to kind of slay this day.
Yeah.
Christian, what do you think you'll be listening to? What's on your playlist today?
Okay, so something I've been listening to for the past few days, just walking around campus, really early in the morning to get me in a good chipper mood, to kind of get you in that mindset of, wow, this is such a great day. I'm so happy. It's such a happy day. The Carpenters, y'all know that song, Top of the World. It's the one that has, like, the little steel guitar at the start, if y'all don't. You might know it from that. Banger song, but it's such, like, an upbeat, cheery song. It just gets me in a great mood.
Okay, so The Carpenters. I'm trying to think, what else am I listening to? I've been listening to a lot of, like, I finally got around to listening to, over the break, Crash album by Charlie XCX.
Oh.
Which is a good album. So I've been listening to that one on repeat. So that's a fun one. But I'm also the song that I was looking in our, I was like, what music do we play that I could listen to the station and like get hyped for the day? And so I remember this song. We haven't, this is a song it's been like a year or two or whatever since it's been in rotation, but it's Giant by ZZ Ward. And so if you remember this one, you'll enjoy it or whatever, but I'm going to play it for you now. I don't know that Christian would have heard this one. So I'm going to play that for you here on the morning show and get you hyped up for your first day back to school. So here's Giant by ZZ Ward.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Love is the Drug by Roxy Music here on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
We're getting back to school, and as a information media business here, we like to give you or a media organization, we like to give you advice for anything that's going on about your day. So as you're getting ready to get back into school, maybe today's your first day, maybe tomorrow's your first day. We've gathered some tips to help you as you ease back into it. Christian, what do you have any tips?
Okay, so first off, shout out to all the wonderful librarians we have at UA.
Shout out to them.
They do great work. They're so kind. So
we should get a librarian on the morning show at some point.
Oh, we should. That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun. We should do that.
But so my tip has to do with them. Always like utilize the resources we have, especially at the university, especially the libraries and all the online resources on the library website, because there's so much that they have on there and so much that like so many resources at the library that just go underutilized or unutilized, or you just don't realize you have them. Like I was just looking through the database of the libraries, and there was so much helpful stuff on there for all my classes that I never knew was on there and never knew existed. So yeah, just look into the databases on the library's website. Go to one of your libraries, you know, at UA, and check them out.
Yep. So, I was looking up some tips as well. And so I was like, I looked up tips for elementary school kids or whatever, because I thought surely that these can also apply to us as students, or let's see if any of them do. So I know, One of the tips was arrange play dates with two or three of your kids' friends or two or three of your friends to rebuild existing social ties. So I mean that's a good point.
That is good
point. It's like so you're back to school. Maybe you're from out of state. Maybe you're from in state, but you're kind of far away. You've got academics going on, but also don't forget to get together with friends, have stuff like that going on. And some of that seems obvious, but it's like if you've got a lot of school stuff going on, you may just forget about it and be like, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to hang out with people. But that is important too. You need to have that
balance
support network. But then for academic stuff, teach your kids, that's you, to prioritize their assignments by making to-do lists with deadlines. So just be organized. Make sure you know when is stuff due and everything like that. And then here's one that I like, last one here. Give your kids, that's us, a short break after each assignment they finish, such as a short walk. So I think that's always that's the type of fun thing. If you've got a big assignment that you've been working on or you've been plugging away at it for hours or studying, go outside, take a deep breath, be out in nature. I think it just sort of revitalizes you.
Yeah, it does.
So those are some great tips from Children's Educational Services that we appreciate here on the morning show. It's a very special day. If you've listened to the morning show last semester, you're aware of it, and we're going to recognize what day it is in our next break. So stay tuned. Here is Launder with Chipper.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Frankie Cosmos, Abigail, here on the morning show. It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday, my dudes. There's a throwback for you. At some point, we're going to say that, and people won't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is... As time goes, that's how things must happen.
Indeed, it's kind of scary, though.
But it is at some point that I wonder what that guy's doing now. Hopefully, he's living his best life or something and hasn't done anything illegal. But today is Wednesday, and I know Wednesday is always a special day. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think it. I think it might be Weezer Wednesday. Woo! Okay, me and Christian are the two biggest Weezer fans on the planet. We dare you to find any fans who are more into Weezer than we are. We are super fans. We own all the albums, physical copies, and then we have two: one for backups that we keep in the safe, and one that we keep on display.
Of course.
So we are the biggest Weezer fans on the planet, and we always want to play at least one Weezer song an hour for you here on Weezer Wednesday. And so the song that we picked this hour is from the Blue album. Is that right?
Indeed, a classic.
From the Blue album. What is the song that we have picked today, Christian?
We got In the Garage.
In the Garage, from the Blue album, a self-titled, but it's got that fun little picture. And so, you know, I think. Oh wait, so. Tell me again. So you last Halloween, like, were you part of making like that album?
Yeah. So I helped make it. Actually, it was funny. I came in a full David Bowie costume because I'd seen a movie and it was like a little costume party thing. I think it was Rocky Horror I saw. Anyway, but they were out front in front of Blunt making it, and so we helped out. Walked around the quad and saw a blue Weezer board in front of Toomey Hall. Yep, there you go. That's a Blunt Halloween activity.
Yeah.
You know, for a group of my friends that had had done like the Blunt Halloween costume contest.
Yeah,
and that was part of their costume.
That is pretty cool.
It was pretty great, honestly.
It was like big. It was probably like 5 or 6 feet tall or whatever.
Yeah, it was eight feet. Yeah, definitely.
It was like 8 feet
there
tall.
Were, like, people that were like 6 foot one.
Yeah, and so it was just like a big square piece of cardboard or whatever that they had painted blue and put Weezer on.
Yeah, oh no, not just cardboard. Wood.
Okay. And so what ended up happening to that? Did grounds throw it away or something?
No, we had to end up throwing it away.
Okay.
God only knows where it is now.
Yeah.
Somebody reported it was up by Bama Catholic.
So we're glad to see some Weezer presence. We're glad to see some Weezer love because we love Weezer and we think the whole world should. But it's Weezer Wednesday. We're going to play In the Garage this hour. And stay tuned for next hour where we'll play another song. Here is In the Garage from the Blue Album.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I was very happy to see this semester here on the morning show. Me and Christian were talking off air that there's been some developments over in Lakeside Dining about something news opening up. What's going on here, Christian?
So it's the grand opening today. Well, the grand reopening today of the new and improved, newly renovated Dunkin' Donuts.
Woo!
Get you an iced coffee. You know, get you a cup of Joe. Get you a donut, y'all.
So what time do they reopen? Do we have this information?
I figure when Lakeside opens, I hadn't actually.
Okay, this is live on air. I'm gonna go check Bama Dining and see. Okay, what is when? It, okay, I see this first post. We're back. Stop by from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the grand reopening of Cuppy. Missed all of you. Okay,
There's Cuppy.
Hang on a second here. Okay, so they're already open, so you can go stop by. I might have to go over real quick and grab some donuts or whatever. So stay tuned because we might have some developments on that leading into the new hour. So, but they're open. They're open right now. You can go get some donuts, and it's kind of amazing. So thank you for that news, Christian. And we're gonna get back to the music leading into the 9 o'clock hour. We're gonna keep going all the way till 10 a.m. We're here with you on your first day of school. So here is AA Bondi. The Heart Is Willing.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Howdy, howdy. This is the morning show on 90.7 WVUA-FM. I'm Christian. Now, my co-host Noah is out to get us some donuts, maybe meet Cuppy, you know, at the newly opened Dunkin'. Now, I'm sure, like me, y'all had a wonderful winter break, but I have a really fun story to share. So, I love Dirty Santa, right? It's great. It's a hoot. So, I went to a Christmas party and we played Dirty Santa at my friend Jocelyn's house. And let me tell y'all. All I got from this Dirty Santa was 4 pieces of gum. Now, it was good gum. It was double bubble. You know, some of the best chewing gum you'll get. But, it was just gum. So, you know, Dirty Santa can be like that. It's a hoot. But anyway. Friends, remember also, housing applications start a few minutes ago. 6 minutes ago, specifically. So remember to fill out your housing applications, folks. This is the morning show on 90.7 WVUA FM. And you're fixing to hear Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunny Man.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Circa Waves, do you want to talk right here on 90.7 The Capstone? It's the morning show. Christian, did you have fun while I was away?
I did. I shared a fun little story about Secret Santa.
Oh, nice.
Dirty Santa.
I'll have to listen back to it and see what it's all about. But I went on a field trip because we were talking about how Dunkin' Donuts is open. Indeed. Had its grand opening today.
Yep, in Lakeside.
And I went and I was like, I have been waiting for Dunkin' Donuts to reopen because Dunkin' Donuts is my favorite donut place.
Really?
I prefer it much more over Krispy Kreme.
I don't know about that.
I like me some cakey donuts, and Krispy Kreme is just too airy.
I will say Dunkin' has better sour cream donuts. Mm, I got to give them that.
So I like Dunkin' stick donuts. So I got three donuts, one for me, one for Calum, our programming director, and one for Christian. Christian, I got you a strawberry frosted.
Indeed.
With sprinkles. I got myself a glazed blueberry, and I got Calum a glazed chocolate. So Dunkin' Donuts is open again today. I'm gonna post a picture of they're reopened. It looks great in there, and I'm gonna post a picture from that at the end of the show today at WVUAFM on Instagram. So be sure to check it out. But Christian, I know you're about to have to head to class. What class have you got?
I have acting one.
Acting one.
Professor Kling. Yeah.
All right. We'll have to check and see next week.
Indeed.
So how it went and everything.
Indeed. So it's so sad to leave the morning show. I bid you so long farewell. It's sad to say goodbye.
Yes, but we will see you next week.
Indeed, you will.
And we'll check in and see how class has been going, how things have been going, and we'll have more fun. But don't go away. We've still got about 35 minutes left here in the morning show. I've got some fun stuff that's going to be going on. So we're going to be talking. I got to hit Golden Globe nominations, a couple things like that. Maybe bring Calum in here and talk about some of that stuff. So don't go away. This is 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah here with you on the morning show on this first day of school, first day back to school for many of us here at the University of Alabama. So super excited to be celebrating that here at the student radio station. Let me go ahead and give you a updated forecast for what's going to be looking like today. It's about 59 degrees outside. Just raised a couple since last hour whenever we gave you an update. Looking like it'll be highs in the 70s today. Not really any chance of rain today, but if you're staying up late and going into Thursday morning, there's going to be some rain around. So if tomorrow's your first day of school or if you've got busy classes, a stack Thursday, something to be aware of. But then Friday, Saturday, weekend, it looks like we're going to be sunny again. So that's looking good. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. I was looking at this article about how Australia, you know, the country of Australia, surely it's a continent. I know it's a continent. Is Australia a country? Because I know it's a continent, but is it a country too? It is a country. So it is Australia is the only country in the world that covers an entire continent. So you can call it a country or you can call it a continent. Either way, you would be right according to what I have just Googled right here, according to National Geographic Kids. Well, that's me right here. But in Australia, they've cut down plastic waste on their beaches for nearly one-third over the past 6 years. So it's like I love to see some conservation happening and cutting down on some of the plastic waste, because all these microplastics and everything, I'm like, I don't know, man, it's kind of worrying or whatever. So it's good to see that that we're getting some of that reduced and everything, at least in Australia. So if you're over in Australia right now, hope you're having a good time and that you're enjoying that the beaches are more plastic free. Here is People Years with Bloody Tongue on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Triathlon with Dreams right here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. And Golden Globes were last night. And I've got Calum here in the studio for us to discuss our thoughts and feelings. Golden Globes are interesting because it's like TV and
movies.
So it's like a combination of everything. Mm-hmm. So I was looking over everything that what's your first thoughts?
So love Austin Butler, but kind of wanted Brendan Fraser to win because this is like his comeback role.
Yeah,
he had all that.
This is for drama. Best actor in the drama.
Yeah, for best actor in a drama motion picture.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder if this means like I mean, it makes it more likely that, I mean, nominations for the Oscars have not come out yet, but surely he's going to get nominated for
that instead.
But Austin Butler is surely going to get nominated for Best Actor for the Oscars, and he may win it too, but we'll see.
I mean, he did a great job, so. I mean.
For the Best Pictures, for drama, The Fablemans won, for musical or comedy, Banshees of Inisherin. I haven't watched either of those. I think The Fablemans, I think that's the one that's like the Steven Spielberg one about like kind of, it's kind of like autobiographical. But I am happy to see Michelle Yeoh winning for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I love that movie. That's such a good movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. It's very... It's just, it's crazy, but it's not crazy at the same time. Like, it, like, makes sense, but it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I love that in shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah. Over to TV, White Lotus got Best Limited Series over Blackbird, Dahmer, The Dropout, and Pam and Tommy. I feel like White Lotus, I haven't watched all of them, but I feel like White Lotus is probably the best of those.
Yeah, I haven't even watched any of it, but I know I need to and really want to.
It was interesting. So it was the second season, and it's the way that the seasons are set up. Like, the first one, like, kind of connects to the second one or whatever, but, like, not... There's a little bit of overlap, but not a ton. So it's kind of just, like, thematic overlap. So I don't know quite how I feel. I feel like the first season was maybe a little better, but this one was still, like, pretty good. But House of Dragons got best for drama, and Abbott Elementary got best for musical or comedy. So Wednesday, I know, has popped off wherever that was nominated for best musical or comedy, but Abbott Elementary took it home. My mom likes that show. Zendaya won for best actress in Euphoria. And then, so that was big. And then, I mean, I guess probably deserved. Abba Elementary racked up a couple other things. Jennifer Coolidge got supporting actress.
I love her.
She's fun. She's fun. She definitely has a much bigger role in this season than in the first season.
Good.
So Golden Globes were a thing. They were last night. If you're into that, I think it's always kind of just fun just to look and see what's going on. I do want to highlight here at the end, as we're closing out this segment, is Best Original Song. So they had, I'm going to go through the list. So they had Carolina by Taylor Swift from Where the Crawdads Sing, Ciao Papa from Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick, that's by Lady Gaga, and then Lift Me Up from Black Panther. And then Natu from RRR. Do you know anything about RRR?
No.
It's like this indie. It's like this. I think it's in like a Bollywood film or whatever.
I've seen
I kind of like want to see it because I've heard it's like really good or whatever.
Yeah.
And so obviously it's sort of getting some buzz here in the U.S. waters.
Yeah. I didn't know this.
So I've heard it's just like super, like it's just like super big blockbuster, just like super fun, lots of musicals. It's just like goofy, like it just like is what it is. Like it doesn't care that it's being silly, and it just is like totally into what it is. I was watching a little bit of like the video for this one or whatever, because I was like, I don't know anything about this. What does the song sound like? And it's like they're doing a dance or whatever, like because it's all these Bollywood movies are super choreographed, and they're like dancing with like suspenders on, and they're like doing like little choreography
slaps,
with suspenders.
So actually, if I'm not mistaken, this is like part of the movie where, like, he's talking to Englishmen, like to Indian men, and they're talking to Englishmen, saying that, like, the Englishmen know how to dance, and Indians have, like, nothing, but they obviously do. So it's, like, basically a dance competition.
Yeah. It looks like a super fun movie, and so I really want to check it out. But that one actually took home Best Original Song.
Yeah.
And I actually have it right now queued up. So if you have never heard the song before, or you don't know anything about this movie, I've got the song. So here's Natu. That was Golden Globes last night, and this is the here's the winner for Best Original Song on The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Waiting Room by Fugazi here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show, wrapping up this special back to school morning show edition. Hope you're going to have a great day at school, whether it's you're going to school today or tomorrow, or you've already been going. It's exciting. It's exciting. As we're wrapping up here, it is Weezer Wednesday. So this hour, we're going to close it out by playing My Name is Jonas here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is from the Blue Album. And, I hope you have a great rest of your day and that you have a good
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.